you can live out your MasterChef dreams. When you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Mysterious Death of a Heartbreaker. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
I just got back from New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Welcome back me, right?
Hey.
I welcome myself back.
We didn't miss you.
Yeah, well.
Go back.
Nope. I was there for a week and I felt like I was there for 6 months.
Wow.
It's not a bad thing. It's a great city.
Amazing. It's the opposite of what everyone says about New Orleans, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a big drinker, so that's probably part of the problem. They do have a drink called the hand grenade.
Is it? What happens? Does it detonate in your body?
You don't live after. But yet you go have another one the next day. So it works out.
It's actually a 2-for-1 special.
You reset, I guess, like in a video game.
Okay.
But one of the things that a few things I prepared for was to go where Johnny Thunders from the New York Dolls, from Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers, his solo stuff, where he was found dead. Mm. Now, there's a couple of different thoughts, ideas, theories of how he actually died. Point is, the day after he showed up in New Orleans in April 1991, the next day he was dead in his hotel room.
Wow.
And there's a lot of speculation of how that actually went down. So that's interesting.
That is interesting.
Because it's the music spot.
Yeah. It
hits,
tickles.
Yeah.
It scratches that itch.
It ticks that box. It hits a little bit of the true crime.
That's right.
And just the kind of weird. And so I went to the St. Peter House, or in at St. Peter. They changed the name. I want to talk a little bit about that.
Awesome.
Super fun.
Ooh.
You know how? Okay.
You did a lot.
I did
on
a lot.
Instagram. You did a lot of things.
I did a lot. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about that. And then I'm going to hit some other fun things.
That sounds amazing.
I'm just going to bring you up to speed.
Come on, buckle up.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, I feel like some of these things, I feel like there's things we could do, they're like becoming anthology episodes almost. Where it's New Orleans and then.
Oh, New Orleans, I mean, there's so much.
So much.
I haven't even been, but when I was working for Atlas Obscura, they have, I mean, so many things happening in New Orleans. So many oddities, so many strange death sites, history, Santeria, you know, just tragedy. Like, so much is there.
Yeah, it's pretty filled.
And yet you wanted to leave.
Yeah, after about a week, I did want to leave. I literally was just like, I don't know. Maybe I live here and I'm going to visit Los Angeles. I don't know anymore.
Oh, my God. Sliding doors.
But maybe the voodoo took over.
Times of that circle.
All the crawfish made me forget where I came from. All the crawfish.
It was just like tiny, harder to get into lobster.
It took me like 15 minutes to eat three.
Exoskeleton. Yeah, exactly.
Where everyone else was eating it like.
I have 40 of these and I'm trying to get the meat out of the tiny tail of this dollhouse lobster.
Yeah, you have to there's like a break and a suck.
Yeah, exactly.
People were trying to show me.
It's like a tiny mouthful, though.
And I was like, is there pizza? And they're just like, get out of here.
Well, yeah, they're like, please. And don't take a beignet on the way out.
Yeah. Oh, I had beignets.
Yeah.
That I did not skimp on.
No.
No.
You're like, beignet.
But to me, they're like, you know, like of like a fried dough or a mm-hmm. zeppoli or depending on where you come from. But I know they're mm-hmm. different. It was, I think it was like the original Café Du Monde, I think was like,
oh,
the
yeah,
that's the OG one. Place to yeah. go. And it was, I don't even really drink coffee and I had a coffee.
Yeah. How's the coffee? Were you wired?
I OD'd.
Yeah, your heart exploded?
I overdosed on the coffee.
Whoa.
So, you know, okay. It's usually if there's a good cop, bad cop on this podcast, you would say you're the bad cop, right?
Me?
I would say, well, you don't think you are?
I'm the bad cop.
What have you done that makes you the good cop?
I mean, I'm pretty well natured. And I feel like you're always like down to business and I'm always like, let's have fun.
No, but you're
I'm
you're
a like, bad cop.
Yeah, you're the bad cop.
What? I'm or not even a cop.
You're the loose cannon.
I'm the loose cannon.
All right.
That seems more apt.
Okay.
Because I am, because.
But there's good cop, what is there, loose cannon, tight
I thought,
cannon?
Like you're the, I don't know. I feel like you are more the enforcer.
Right.
And
right.
I am more like the, what? We doing this?
Yeah.
Should I not yawn?
Yeah. And like, you yawn anyway.
Exactly.
Well, I'm gonna go loose cannon mode.
Okay.
You're going to have to rein me in.
Uh-oh.
Because we Reversal. Are taking an absolute beating on our iTunes / Apple Podcast reviews.
This isn't good.
And for starters, you know, I always appreciate, I think we appreciate anyone taking your time to do that for better or for worse.
Because absolutely.
It does take time. And you obviously, for some reason, care enough or you're mad enough
yeah.
to comment. Appreciate
excited it's to take action.
It's appreciated.
Yeah.
Like feedback is always appreciated, and it's not. I don't think any of them are coming from. I don't think from a personal place, which
no.
is good. I don't think
unless
it's coming
when they
from,
say that they hate my body or my voice.
Yeah. Well, that I
would take a little personally.
But that's not taking a beating because that doesn't affect me.
Yeah, okay. You heard it, everybody.
Yeah. They're assuming I'm
that's
hot
from the bad cop of this episode.
Yeah. So here's what I kind of want to put out there is I feel like when people are coming to Ghost Town, mm-hmm. they are not getting the podcast they're expecting.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's unfair for them because yeah. You come with expectations.
Well, you're also a comedy podcast, right?
Yes.
What are people saying? Sorry, I cut you off.
Yeah.
But what are people saying?
So I think a lot of what it is a couple of things. They don't like the personal aspect, which is what this is right now. So
yes, it
what we're doing
is.
Right now.
You don't
now,
like my dating history?
Yeah, they don't are not into that,
okay.
Which I understand. But I listen to very few podcasts, and the podcast I listen to, the reason I listen to them is information can be received in many different places.
Yeah,
we are not the authority. Many people do it better. Many people are better represent information.
Yeah. Agreed.
We're not journalists. We're not journalists.
Historians.
We are just people that are into this stuff.
Yeah, and we're barely making it on our own as just normal humans.
Yes. So, I think why I like to do this is I like to put a personal aspect, a little bit of personal life. I understand, like, you don't want to hear about our whole lives.
No, but if it happened to me, it'd be most of my life.
I know. So it's, you're lucky. You'd be getting 30
Jason
seconds.
Jason has tempered me a lot.
Yeah, you'd be getting 30 seconds of content.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's when, you know, there's some comments where people, I don't think they want to hear the relation. Like, there's one was just kind of like, I don't care what happened in the 80s and 90s. And I'm like,
sorry.
But that's, a lot of that is directly related to what we're discussing in the episode and how our interaction with it and how we feel about it. Where, you know, there's a lot of really great podcasts. But a lot of them are coming from a clinical place.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
Great.
We're not coming from a clinical place.
No.
We're coming, I went to this place or you went to that place or I just got back from this place.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, when somebody tells me a story and they're like, I'm going to tell you something that happened to somebody else. I'm like, that's interesting. When they say, I'm going to tell you something that happened to me is more interesting.
Absolutely.
And
else do we have without our personalities and our personal stories on this podcast? And I would say not much.
And I understand some people like really just want like hard facts, but I was like, you can go to Wikipedia and do that.
Yeah.
And it'll take you less time.
Exactly.
So I think it's been a lot of episodes, but I feel like this And we're always looking to improve.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
We do this on our own. We take a hit with financially on
for
it.
Sure. We
lose
don't have a ton
money.
Of resources as much as we would like.
Yes, and but we it comes from a place of that it's coming from a very authentic place.
Yeah,
it's coming from a lot of times, not every single time. Sometimes it's just a genuine interest or mm-hmm. like an oddity that we want to kind of get into. But a lot of times there is something very personal, and I feel like that's something we bring where some. There's other people that do. I don't mm-hmm. want you, like you're listing 10 podcasts that also do that. And mm-hmm. they do, and they do a great job. But I feel like, the only person that is, the only people doing that podcast the way we do it is us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, for better or for worse, no one else is doing it because it's literally the only ones here doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it. And also, like, I think a lot of what people like about us is a lot of what people hate about us.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that's going to change that.
That we're hot.
You know? Like my Uber rating. Yeah, exactly. My Uber rating is low, you guys.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. So, her Uber rating is very low. So, I think when I talked about getting reviews, this is really hitting you close to home.
This is really hitting me. My Uber review rating was, what did I say it was? 4.33, I believe. How is that possible? I'm a pretty nice person. I haven't thrown up in any Ubers. I feel like I'm pretty genial.
I mean, have you turned down the dates though, where the guys are like, we should go out sometime, and you're like, no, it's okay.
No, I wish someone. I wish an Uber driver.
Yeah,
that's where I'm like, maybe our ratings are from guys that I've talked about this podcast, which is every date I go on, I talk about this podcast.
Maybe that's the maybe. That's
and
what's
you know, maybe this is what maybe my own personal life is what's biting me in the ass.
Yeah,
us in the ass.
Mine's a 4.89.
Okay, relax.
You know, but I'm pretty. I don't know. I'm good at it.
I'm a loose cannon.
I'm good at sitting there.
Oh, weird. I'm also good at sitting there. What am I doing wrong? So if you have any feedback on what I should be doing to get my rating up, more tip, smelling better, not staring at my phone when we go back to my apartment.
You should offer the driver a phone cord to charge his or her or their phone.
Charge, but like where would I plug it in?
Well, get creative. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's not his problem. It's not your problem.
Yeah,
it's not anyone's problem, but you.
Yes.
Take ownership.
Yes.
Fine. Well, this is hard to process.
Yes.
I wish we had better reviews, but we are who we are.
I think. And we are. We have our very first live show tomorrow.
That's right. It's tomorrow.
Just real quick.
I'm so nervous.
Dynasty Typewriter, 10 p.m., dynastytypewriter.com.
Mm-hmm.
But we will have the episode up in the next week or two for you to listen to it anyway, so you won't be missing it.
It's going to be so great. It's going to be us, our voices, and then hopefully clapping and laughter.
Yeah. Or we'll just edit that in there.
Or booze.
Yeah. I'll up there. Listen, if somebody boos.
What if my dad boos? My dad is coming to the live show.
Oh, okay.
Will that would boo? Be bad.
Your mom's not coming?
No.
Because your mom's been famous in an episode. That's
she
what I'm saying.
Is.
That's
no,
a celebrity
she,
guest.
I think she would love to, but she's always like, I'll come out to... My dad's always out here for work. He's always like, meet me in Century City. I'm here for 40
Century
hours.
City.
I know. It's always like a schlep.
And you like, do you reevaluate your relationship when you're like, how close am I with this guy?
Exactly.
Like Century City?
Who is this guy?
Yeah, I mean,
do
we're
I
not
know him.
Yeah, for Century City. Like, but if he's like, you know, Larchmont, you're like, all right, we're cool. We're
if he's like Silver Lake, I'm like, yeah, I'm already there.
Yeah.
In the Sawyer happy hour.
Yeah.
You know,
so,
it's all happening.
Kind of to get into New Orleans a little bit, because I'm going to talk a little bit about New Orleans before after I talk about. But speaking of Ubers, I took a lot of Ubers. I always end up sitting in the front.
Why?
Just because I offered to sit in the front, because it was always like four of us kind of rolling around. So I just offered to sit in the front. And the
so
night,
antagonistic of me. I'm like,
yeah,
why?
Yeah.
What? Answer me.
Okay. Are you questioning the guy with the 4.89?
Oh,
is that the one?
God, I'm never going to hear the end of this
nope.
till the day I die.
Nope.
How do I get my ratings up, everybody?
I don't know.
Did I do? If you're an Uber driver who's driven me around anywhere, around Echo Park, anywhere, just let me know.
Yeah.
Just let me know.
Yeah. All right.
It's like getting
do you bring
ghosted.
Weird food in the car with you? Like
weird food? No.
Oh, all
what?
Right. I don't know.
What weird food, like a candy bar, like a fish plate?
Like a Fig Newton? Like a weird Fig Newton? Yeah, that's lowering
that's
it right
good.
There.
Oh, God.
No. Eating a Fig Newton like a rabbit is pretty bad.
Lip smacking.
It's the worst.
God, I don't know what's happened.
Do you leave crumbs?
Do you think someone's steal my phone and use my Uber account?
No. If anything, that would make it go up. but the Uber driver is very nice. Everyone in New Orleans is extremely nice, I found. It's a really, really great city, really nice. But you know how, like, when we take Ubers around here, they usually have their phone, like, on the dash, or they're looking at it? what I've noticed is most Uber drivers, they have the phone in their lap, and the only person looking at the road is me. There's four people in the car, and I'm the only one looking at the road. I'm like, I guess it's the way. Their heads are down in there, and they're not texting. They're looking at directions.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's very terrifying. I'm
When I was a tour guide, I would have my phone because you don't want to be like, I don't know where I'm going, so it would just be down at my lap.
Yeah. But it's when your head is, it's very dangerous.
Dangerous, but.
Looking cool is more important.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want your phone out. Like, who's texting you?
Yeah,
who's
with
notifications? My Bumble notifications. It's embarrassing. No, put it in your lap. You'll die, but you'll die with dignity.
Yeah. All right. So I'm gonna take us back to New Orleans.
Awesome.
And you know what kind of got me wanting to do even more music is I was working on something and I overheard another guy. He's got a podcast called All Time Top Tens. A lot of music. Mm-hmm. Check it out.
Cool.
Yeah, I think he might be local too, so I'm going to have to see if we can do some cross promo. But
nice.
I believe it's all-time top tens. A lot of music. But he was talking about Disgraceland podcast, mm-hmm. which, you know, Jake Brennan is also from the hardcore scene that I'm a part of, like him, me, New York, and him, like Boston. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Disgraceland is huge. It's amazing. Does a really good job, really great narrative, and... So just then we guys started talking about that and I was like wanting to do more music.
Mm-hmm.
So finding that's pretty easy. And so I went to New Orleans and like, you know, I mean, Johnny Thunders and, you know, talk about the New York Dolls and, mm-hmm. You know, which is like a band where it was like they're the first ones to get pretty big, like dressing like gender bending, dressing like women, mm-hmm. but also being very masculine about it, which and then just that kind of New York punk scene and that kind of, you know, little heroin chic type thing going on and like, you know, the Ramones and like all those bands and television and stuff like that. But when people like end up in New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
Also Alex Chilton from Big Star, which Big Star documentary is great. Yeah.
So good.
He lived up the road from where we were staying.
That's amazing.
I don't think he died there. I think he went back to Nashville. I'm not really sure, but he also lived in
Go back to Nashville.
I think, you know, it might be Tennessee. I would have to look that up. I don't want somebody to be listening to be like a huge Big Star fan and being like, that's wrong.
You don't want
to
get into the bad graces of a Big Star fan.
You really don't. A close friend of mine, John, is the favorite band and people
love it.
Yeah, so he just to give a little extra music context. But, he died in the St. Peter Hotel and there was somebody staying in that room 37, which is where he died.
Yeah.
They were kind of weird about letting me even go in and take a picture in front of the door, which totally makes sense.
Yeah.
But there's a picture, I think it's on my, it's on probably on Ghost Town Pod and the Jason Horton, both Instagrams. Yeah. You can see it there. I took a picture. It's just me in front of it. It's not really that, it's not like really spooky.
No, but
I think it might hear this really conflicting story. And I know people on the iTunes don't like us to talk about the 80s or 90s, even though this is when this happens.
Yeah. They're like, don't use your voice. Get out of the room that this is being recorded. Go down the street, jump off a bridge. We'll give you 4 stars.
Yeah.
We'll see what's next.
Yeah. So if you want to help us out, find something positive about us.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know on Apple Podcasts. Give us an okay review.
We respond pretty well to positive reinforcement, even though our go-to is negative reinforcement.
Exactly.
With ourselves and others.
We have to lean on you a little bit.
Please.
To lift
is this us
up.
Asking for help?
Yeah, it's the first step.
We haven't even mentioned Patreon yet.
Oh, so that's a lot of the bad. Wow, more bad reviews. I mean, people like, they constantly, listen, I understand. The Patreon thing, I get it, because even though people say we spend 50% of the time, it's usually like 40 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. 40 seconds of like a 30-minute podcast. Yeah, everyone relax.
Yeah, but it is patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Mm-hmm. 2 bonus episodes a month.
Mm-hmm.
It really helps us out, and that's all we're going to say about that. And then we're going to get back to...
The content.
So I
resisted the impulse to talk about dating for a second, too.
Yeah.
But... Into it.
Speaking of taking beatings, we're all taking beatings.
We're all
taking
fucking in the trenches, on the front lines, bleeding out.
Yeah.
You know?
Well.
But I'll talk about that on our next one. Because I also think that people kind of like that. When I listen to podcasts, I'm like, are you still, like, it's like a continued narrative
sure.
along with the content.
Well, that's why, like, when I listen to Marc Maron, I really do follow his, like, diary almost. Of
oh, how he's I hate doing. Him.
Okay. we'll talk about that. Yeah. And here's the thing is, I'm not going to fight you on that.
No, it's
only because
I like a lot of his interviews. Yeah. I just, the monologues for me,
they're really hard. Yeah, that's it's not one of those things where I'm like, oh, you don't like the Beatles. It's, I understand.
Yeah.
You know, I absolutely, I get it.
But that's the same thing. I mean, I listened to this podcast that I guested on called V-Single.
Yeah.
That is very, people like it and don't like it. It's all about dating, which was my jam. But they go into their personal lives for the first, 20 minutes, I would say.
And I find that you get invested in, and I like getting invested in people.
It's like vlogs.
And, yeah.
They're so successful, or were, or I don't know, internet?
Wi-Fi. Are you a cop?
Wi-Fi.
Are you wearing a wire? You're like, all these vlogs, these kids are AFing vlogs everywhere.
These GIFs all over the place.
I mean, they got a PDF stuck in their pocket. well, you know, we're almost kind of at the, I don't know, was it the 28-year mark? But on the night of April 22nd, 1991, Johnny Thunders checked into the St. Peter guest house, or in at St. Peter's. It's on St. Peter in Burgundy in New Orleans, and he was dead. Should we do a little breaky break? What do you think?
He's dead. Let's keep going.
You want to keep going? No time for break? You want to get ready more?
I want to do more. I'll signal you.
You'll signal for the break. Okay. I don't know if you wanted a break.
I'll whisper my Uber rating at the break, and then that's when you know to turn the shit off.
And I'm like, that number's so low. I don't even know what it could possibly mean.
And your brain will shut down, and then we'll be back.
So he was a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was
and simple. What was his drug? I mean, heroin, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was probably all of the, you know what I mean, all of them. Yeah. He had a drug problem, you know, like Dee Dee Ramone of the Ramones, who like was arguably wrote a lot of the really good songs. He was, you know, really big problem with drugs. Mm-hmm. A lot
buried
of
in Hollywood forever. P.S.
Yeah.
So
was Dee Dee?
Yeah.
Or are we talking about? Is it? I know Johnny is.
Yeah.
His statue, but Dee Dee as well.
Yes.
Ooh.
So. Come to our live show. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah. So the desk clerk on duty, he told reporters that he was, when he, you know, kind of went, before he went to his room 37, he was sweating and looked real white, like a geisha girl.
Weird comparison.
Yeah.
Like a geisha girl? That would not fly nowadays.
Well, this is 19... 19-
exactly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't 91, say right? What happened. I can't say what maybe the climate was of crime and safety. And the opinion, I mean, I can't comment on the police force and, I think back, like, in 1991, I mean, obviously there's, just because it's 2019, that doesn't mean there aren't issues and problems that, you know, can run rampant. But I feel like crime in the 70s, 80s, early 90s, it's just a different...
Yeah.
There's no internet. I don't know if that changes things.
Well, 91, when you said 91, I was like, oh, that's when Jeffrey Dahmer got caught.
Yeah.
So I think about when they released him, like when he essentially, a teenager escaped from his apartment. I think he was 19. So an older teenager with a hole in the back of his head. And the police were like, oh, like a fight with your gay lover.
Yeah.
Get back in there.
Yeah.
You know, it was a different time.
Yeah.
Different culture.
Yeah. So that's why I, you know, take that in consideration. He was found the next afternoon, curled up like in a U shape on his floor, like not fetal. And I'm speculating, but not fetal, but curled in like almost like a U. To be even, there was an account where somebody says he was taken out in the body bag in that same shape.
Well, so
the
was body bag rigor mortis, like it had set in.
It was just and he's probably like a pretty frail dude, but he was also found again different I'm looking through different accounts, different people saying different stuff. I believe there's probably elements of all the things are happening, but he's also supposedly found beaten and robbed. And you know, when I think of New Orleans, and I didn't know much about it, and you know that crime was definitely any city. You know what I mean? I'm not like, you know, like I said, New Orleans is an amazing city. I'll talk about a little bit more after a little other nuanced stuff. But I imagine maybe then the initiatives might be less to either and take crimes seriously if they're like, oh, it's just another junkie.
Yeah.
Another like ex rock star junkie.
Yeah.
You know, we don't, because even MTV, like when Kurt Cobain died, you know, I mean, obviously Kurt Cobain was a huge, iconic, whatever, but things get elevated.
Yeah.
You know, people like Johnny Thunders, who would probably arguably became more famous after, like New York Dolls became more famous, you know, after way after they were done.
Absolutely.
You can say the same for like the Stooges. I mean, mm-hmm. Ramones, you know, always kind of like, you know, one of those mm-hmm. bands that were, I feel like always for the most part, but you know, everyone after it's over always gets a little more, they finally get their due.
Yeah.
In the room there was methadone, cocaine. Mm-hmm. So his tour manager said the autopsy had no trace of methadone. There's also accounts that there wasn't enough drugs. There wasn't an overdose amount of drugs in his system. Because I think he was trying to get clean. Maybe that's part of the purpose of going to New Orleans.
Everyone goes to New Orleans to get clean.
I mean, I don't know what, you know, leaving, you know, New York City or
just
L.A.
Like a place away.
A place, yeah.
Again, I think, it would not be my first choice to go to get clean, considering the party culture, especially probably in that time period. But, again, leaving New York, great job.
Around the familiar triggers maybe.
Yeah.
Might be the, and maybe just like, listen, I want to hear some really great music.
Yeah.
I don't know enough people here.
Beignet.
I want to go to Cafe
Pry
DuMont.
Open, crawfish. I want to get some beads.
Gotta get your hands on beads. And exactly. One of those hand grenades.
All right. Let's take a little break now.
Okay.
That seems good.
Angie's List is now Angie. And we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
He claimed his tour manager said the room was looked like it was wrecked, like as if there was a tussle going down. His money, his passport were missing.
Highest form of ID.
Yeah, and there was a lot of criticism that the New Orleans police really didn't take it all that. They really like eyeballed it and was like, this looks like. And that's not totally unfair because that's like a very viable
thing.
You know what I mean? If you anyone eyeballed it, he's like, well, it's probably one of these two or three things. That's definitely one of them. Willie DeVille, who was
cool musician.
Uh-huh. He died in 2009, but like he contributed to a lot of music and he was pretty iconic. He was staying, I think, in the. There's so many like homes and buildings and units all stacked next to each other. So it's hard to, like, it looks like, I was like, there could be, you go down like a block and it could be 17 doors. You go to another block and it's 8 doors. It's just like, but very close to St. Peter. And he said that one of the people, the staffs at St. Peter told him that Thunders had gone across the street to a club called the Pound Sterling, where where he encountered two drug dealers who gave him LSD.
Okay.
Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Right. LSD, I didn't realize, was a cheaper drug than a lot of the other drugs, too.
Like a bargain?
Yeah. Like, I think someone told me like they paid like $10 for LSD. I was like, $10 for LSD? The market is down.
Yeah.
They get LSD now.
In this economy? Willie DeVille, he thought that maybe that Thunder was taking the methadone to come down off the LSD, you know, which I didn't know I'm not an expert. I didn't know methadone was kind of a catch-all.
I thought it was for heroin. Yeah,
me too. Like, I don't know if it was like a catch-all drug or whatever, but and then maybe he took too much. And he says DeVille helped clean Thunder's room at the guest house, saying he found two boxes of methadone among his things. And he says it was enough methadone to kill the entire French Quarter. So it was a lot of methadone.
How much methadone? Also, I don't even know what methadone. I thought it was like a liquid. Or I don't know if it's a powder, or a
it's
patch,
like
a smoking
ibuprofen
patch.
Mixed with Monster Energy drink, lethal.
You shut your mouth. That's
lethal.
That's who can handle that?
Not a human. Maybe a rhino.
Whoa, a pack of rhinos.
Your pack of rhinos.
No rhino young.
Dee Dee Ramone, who's another pretty iconic. Yeah, super iconic, really tragic figure, but like the one who was like, I feel like in the Ramones, like, was in a way kind of the heart, even though he wasn't in it the whole time. He was the one kind of like wrote a lot of really good songs and real bad boy.
Yeah.
Real bad boy. So he was playing with Thunders and Time, and he said they were putting together like a band. And then the day after Thunders Found Dead, somebody claimed to Dee Dee that Thunders had been killed by men who ripped him off for his methadone supply. Oof. Very feasible.
Yeah.
All these things we're discussing, very, very feasible.
Absolutely.
It could be a combo of all of them. Thunder's sister says that the autopsy found evidence of advanced leukemia.
What?
Yes.
Turn.
Yes. So, and he said that he knew about the leukemia, but told almost no one because, you know, he's probably like, who wants to be like known as that? Especially when you have other issues and you're already kind of... not on the outs, but you know, because he was always, you know, he was making movies and his solo stuff was doing pretty well. And plus the early 1990s for 70s, you know, like the 70s CBGBs or like the, you know, the early glam and rock and roll wasn't the best time.
Yeah.
You had grunge and Nirvana and, you know, pop music and whatever. The 80s are over. People are still getting over that, but Jerry Nolan, who's a drummer of New York Dolls, said at the time he tried to get Thunders to go to a doctor, but Thunders had a medical phobia and refused to go into the hospital. So,
oh God, you have so many. This is like a fine, like a maelstrom. It's the perfect storm of horrible shit to happen to a person.
You gotta imagine having like a drummer of a band you were in that probably has his own problems.
Yeah.
Saying, yo.
I would say many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you need to go to a doctor.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, can't do it.
Yeah. That's a lot. That says a lot. It's a real, real statement. And then death.
Yeah.
And then we don't know. Yeah, pick a thing.
Yeah.
Pick a cause of death.
Yeah, there's a couple of theories, but a couple other things. I guess Johnny had a number of silk suits custom made in Thailand before arriving in New Orleans. Yeah. They were stolen as well. So there's a lot stolen.
That's good, because like you would sweat way hard into those silk suits in New Orleans in a summer day.
And we can't say that just because things were stolen, there's a correlation between the people that stole things were instrumental in Johnny Thunder's death.
I feel like we're going to solve this murder mystery on this podcast.
Oh, I think we will. Yeah. I think as it's going along.
But this is why it's so, things like this are so tragic and intriguing. You're just like, what are all the pieces? Like, what could have possibly happened?
Yeah. We talked about Willie DeVille. Mm-hmm. He actually made up a story about Johnny Thunders in order to kind of give a positive spin on what happened. So he said...
PR, baby.
Yeah, he says that he made up a story of Johnny Thunders dying with his guitar in his hands and a bunch of international money around him.
International monies.
Yeah, just kind of laying there, like dying with your guitar in your hand and just like money from around the world. Like, yeah, which
everywhere.
Is a lot better than curled up under a table.
Yeah, with like enough U-shape. Methadone to kill New Orleans.
Yeah. You know, this people that he died from some like kind of like shady people that sold him a bunch of hot shots. I don't
What's
know
a
what
hot shot.
I don't know. I have a feeling it's some kind of like speedball
it's
of like,
not like
two things,
like an Otter Pop.
No, mixed with ibuprofen. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. No. So he just hung out with a lot of. I mean, that's your problem when you get there, and it's a lot of. There's going to be a lot of shady people.
Yeah.
And, you know, they all, you know, you're there and you probably have some cash and you have some addictions.
Yeah.
And you're at the kind of whims of
you're dabbling.
Of drug dealers. Yeah.
And you don't know how far down the rabbit hole you can get. Yeah. I think like one thing leads to another. You're like, oh, I'm just like trying to get sober, but I'll have a little bit like tonight, whatever. And then one thing leads to another. Things are stolen. Things are happening. Who knows? And you're dead.
Yeah. It was also during the middle of Jazz Fest, which I assume is always happening.
Yeah, isn't that? People go to New Orleans for Jazz Fest, and I'm like, isn't that just the stasis of the city?
No, we were there. It was like the French, a French Quarter Fest. It wasn't Mardi Gras. It was jazz. Fests.
Yeah.
I mean, there's jazz just coming out.
Is there
out
a French horn coming down every corner? You know, like like beads and confetti, people in those, the masks.
There's another thing. Didi Ramone took a call about it. He said that I don't know who they is. They told me Johnny had gotten mixed up with some bastards who ripped him off for his methadone supply. They had given him LSD, then they murdered him, and they got a pretty large supply. He got a really large supply of methadone in England, which I think he might have came from England.
Can you take methadone on, like, through security? I guess you can.
Pre-9/11?
Yeah, pre 9/11, you can take whatever you want. There's pineapples.
I mean, a pack of cigarettes can fly an airplane. That's
true. But don't you dare bring a thimble full of water.
Oh, don't.
You are being arrested.
If your phone's not on airplane mode, forget it. You're in big trouble.
I text while we're in the air.
Yeah.
You know, they don't care. My brother works in aviation. He's like, it's just a precaution.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's...
So I take that. That's why I'm...
I play by the rules, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I'm the bad cop.
Well, that's why you have the...
loose cannon.
You have the Uber rating.
That's right. God. Bad girl alert.
I mean, that show Bad Girls Club. Remember that show Bad Girls Club?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, was...
It's like Bad Girls Club? Please.
Yeah.
Rebecca leaves in town. Pew, pew!
Oh, I will not get an Uber with her. Forget it. She's like, it's going to ruin my reputation.
I know. You don't want to be associated with me.
But, yeah, New Orleans was great. It's... there's just... I love historical things that are designated like historical, you know, the historical register. Pretty much every other building is.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I also, we were outside, a bunch of us, and there's like a building that's, it almost looks like it's like separate and like kind of jammed in there. And it almost looks like a point, almost like, almost comes to a point. And, you know, one of us was like, oh, I want, like, that building's interesting. This woman walked by. She's like, that was a slave quarters.
What?
Whoa. Yeah. And it almost, and she's like, oh, yeah, I'm a tour guide or whatever, which there's tour guides.
Yeah.
I got picked up on so many different, I was like ended up just walking. I'm like, am I in a tour right now? Because they're just constantly happening. But
it sounds like my city.
I feel like she.
You had a text?
What? I had a couple.
Oh.
I know.
Okay. Mm. Not me.
Nope. That she like waits to overhear people ask what building that is and likes to jump out and be like, slave quarters.
I feel like I should live there.
It's, there's, I mean, the music's great. The people are really nice. And it, like, I'm kind of dialing this really down and making it very basic. But, it seems like at least in the French Quarter, it's a lot of either, tourists or homeless.
Wow.
Okay. And again, that's an oversimplification. But a amazing city, like super, very clean. Like everything's like pretty well. It's just, I mean, every building is somewhat different. The colors, it's really great to look at. There's a lot of, they don't want you climbing on anything. So like, there's like spikes and like literally shards of broken shards of glass as precautions. So people do a lot climb over those things.
It really gives a message.
Yeah.
Shards of glass inside of a building. Don't climb this.
I went to a stand-up show. I saw this comedian, Jason Horton, and he was dying.
You were out of body.
I was
watching your own fucking jokes about your body
it
image.
It was so good. No, I did a stand-up show. That was fun.
Yeah.
It was really nice. There was people there.
That sounds great.
Yes, that was nice.
They give you beads? Did they throw beads at you?
Did you No, but they were actually not on their phones and looking and laughing.
That's amazing.
I'll take that over the beads.
Are you kidding me? If there's one person who's not looking on their phone during my show, I'm like, I am a god.
Yeah, and also, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Don't, I know. Don't look at me. That's too much pressure.
I know. See, that's where it turns in our head.
Yeah.
You know, ideologically, we're like, attention for me, I love it. I mean, I'm bad.
Yeah.
You know?
I hate myself.
Exactly. My mom should listen to this episode because she hates New Orleans. She went there once on spring break with her college girlfriends. And like cops were like chasing them and like trying to get into their hotel room. Corrupt New Orleans cops.
I mean, that's from what I you know.
That was before the 1991, but.
But yeah, I mean.
She was like, never. Disgusting. Hate it.
I imagine it's probably, you know, there's probably.
Dangerous.
I don't know. Hurricane Katrina, which I'm obsessed with disasters sometimes. And I didn't go to the Ninth Ward, but what was. Sometimes you go on vacation or you go someplace and you really don't. You know, commingle with locals. Just with the people you're with, and you see things.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a tour guide, but we were at a wedding, so we, Michelle's friends when we got married. She's from New Orleans. So I got to talk to a lot of people about Hurricane Katrina, various other things, and like the Ninth Ward. And
yeah,
I just saw so many buildings even in around the French Quarter. And, you know, I'd be like, oh, what happened with this building? It's like after Hurricane Katrina, even though the Ninth Ward is the one that was like in a bowl, almost, you know, filled bowl of water.
God.
We talked about abandoned Jazzland on here. Yeah. It was pretty far, and I don't know how much there was to see, so it was hard for me to get to.
Yeah.
Because if I could get to it, even if it was like literally one pole sticking out of the ground, I would have gone.
Yeah.
But it's just a lot of logistics. But, you know, after Hurricane Katrina, even if it's a tall building, but it's under like 5 feet of water, which is low.
Whoa.
Considering it, you know, and things get ruined, and, you know, the pipes and electricity are also really old, so it's hard to really renovate. So there's just a lot of abandoned places and abandoned buildings mixed in with other, just some either economy or, you know, post-Hurricane Katrina, hard to survive. But I was extremely positive in the sense that these, like, abandoned, boarded buildings looked like they were getting ready to kind of come back to life. Wow. Whereas, you know, sometimes you see something, you're like, this is
done for.
This is it.
Yeah.
I felt a sense of optimism where, like, you know, things were going to come That's back great. To life. And there's just, it's great. I mean, there's just like a ton of music, a ton of people. Everyone's really nice. Ton of art and culture and people like doing metallurgy or doing like making
metallurgy.
Art.
Metallurgy, fuck yeah.
Yeah, right? It was like super cool.
That's amazing.
And then I saw this LaLaurie Mansion. Mm-hmm. It's supposedly very, very haunted.
Mm.
A pretty gruesome tale. Maybe we'll get into another episode.
Maybe we'll get into it. Maybe I'll go visit.
Maybe. But you know who owned it from 2007 to 2009? Now tell me if this makes it more or less crazy.
Oh, I think I know what you're going to say.
Who?
What's his name from American Treasure?
I think so.
Or Raising Arizona?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's exactly, you're right.
I know.
You can't think of his name?
God, I just like, it's
Nicholas Cage.
Nicholas Cage. Yes. Did I just have a stroke?
I don't know.
What is wrong with me?
I literally gave you 99.8% of the name, and you were still like, hold on.
Still should I get an MRI?
you almost didn't need to hear the E at the end of Cage.
No, I need you to say it, and then I would say Nicholas Cage.
And then I was like, wait a minute, is that not a name? And then I was questioning if Nicolas Cage wasn't even a person.
I think I have a problem with my memory.
I don't know.
Wow.
Don't you write for a quiz show?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, you did have in the past, though.
Yeah, I worked in game shows.
You worked in game shows in the past, yes.
Yeah. My memory is shot.
And probably Nicolas Cage would not be one. Probably would have to do.
No. I don't think he's it's like but Cardi, I love Cardi how you, B and Nick Jonas.
National Treasure, though, is a pretty deep, is a deepish cut. So you
National
knew that.
National Treasure is a deep cut?
It's not a deep cut, but Raising Arizona is like it's a pretty, leaving Las Vegas.
Most famous.
Yeah.
What are his most famous?
Yeah, Raising
Face
Arizona.
Off?
Face Off, exactly. Yeah. Con Air, you know?
Yeah.
This movie Mandy, which actually is really great that he's in. It's really, almost has like an early 80s like heavy metal throwback. Very visual. It's movie Mandy. It's really good. But he owned it. He bought it in 2007. I think he didn't for some whatever reason, didn't even want his name on the lease. He knew, probably I think you knew it was like haunted.
Yeah.
I think for some reason he didn't even want his name attached to the lease for like, and I'm speculating probably wrong that he, maybe just for karmic reasons. I don't know. But he ended up, it went to bankruptcy in 2009 because, you know, Nicolas Cage has, you know, had some.
Doesn't he also have a dinosaur skull and like.
See, you know all
Bloomberg
the stuff.
Bible.
You know his social security number. You know his ATM pin, but you don't know his name.
I hope I'm getting like early onset dementia.
I was like, here's what I was doing. I was like, Nicolas Cage. And you're like, Cage.
You're going to eat your words when you find out I have some fucking brain tumor.
No, I won't.
Fine. No. Nicolas Cage.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.